Hello, this is Space Kate, fresh from my travels from Florida, where I saw the SpaceX rocket launch. I now find myself in Portland, and I'm jet-lagged and I have no idea what time it is, and I'm going to bed, but as I start nodding off, I realise that tomorrow is a pretty big day. A Soyuz, Russian Soyuz rocket is going up to the International Space Station with two astronauts and one cosmonaut. The astronauts being Katie Coleman and Italian astronaut Paolo Nespoli for the European Space Agency. And it's kind of a weird one for me because I've just recently got very excited about space stuff, and it's all very exciting seeing launches go and wondering at the power of the rockets and the cleverness of the science that gets them up there and into orbit and the speeds and all that. But I've actually met Paolo. I've been out for dinner with Paolo. I'm kind of friends with Paolo. And he's going to be sitting on a heck of a lot of rocket fuel tomorrow in a tiny, tiny little capsule, little metal capsule, strapped into some kind of weird bathtub contraption and blasted out of the Earth's atmosphere. Suddenly, it's kind of different. I'm kind of nervous and worried. And I'm, you know, the Russians have been sending these rockets up for a long time. They know what they're doing. I know that Paolo has had an incredible amount of training. But suddenly it's somebody I know, and that completely changes everything. So I guess I'm a bit worried about him, and wishing him well. And I'll be really excited once he's up there. And I know it's a great adventure for him, and he's going to be up on the space station for 6 months. And I've already convinced him that he should wave to me from there. Well, actually what he said was, sure, if I can see you, then I'll wave. Not sure about that one. But I'll be able to see the little dot going across the sky if I look up at the right time, and I'll certainly be waving to them. But anyway, in less than 12 hours, I shall be watching, probably on NASA TV. I assume they'll have coverage of the launch, and wishing my friend Paolo and the rest of his crew good luck on their trip. And it really is quite a different experience when you know one of the astronauts that's going up there. Good luck, Paolo! By the way, you must follow him on Twitter. This is one of my proudest moments, is that I convinced Paolo that he should join Twitter, and he's just started tweeting as of this month, tweeting really interesting, cool stuff, interesting questions, and bits of information about the traditions they have in Russia for before they go up into space, you know, signing the book in Yuri Gagarin's office. He's also been tweeting pictures of some of the equipment that they're going to be using and some of his training sessions where he's strapped on a board and held upside down and stuff like that. I can't wait for him to be in space and see what he tweets from there. I think he is going to be the Twitter superstar of this ISS mission. And you can follow him. His Twitter handle is @astro_Paolo, and it's P-A-O-L-O. P-A-O-L-O. Astro Paolo. So say hello to Paolo from me, and join me in wishing him all the very best and good luck for his mission tomorrow. Fingers crossed, everything will go swimmingly.